Mr. Vice President, it's Brian Sullivan. Thank you again for coming on the program. I want to follow up with that because I think it's incredibly important what you just said, that if Mohammad Ghalibaf, who is seen as a more hardliner, is at the table, that would be construed as an even better symbol, a better sign of where this negotiation may go. Would you agree with that, that getting somebody like a Mohammad Ghalibaf, the Speaker of the House, who is seen as more of a hardliner internally, would be viewed as the best possible outcome here rather than one of the more moderates that might be seen as a little more pro-White House, and yet you still might have this division and factions inside of Iran?
Well, I think the best outcome is a good deal for the American people, which we have. Fundamentally, we're dealing with everybody in the Iranian system. You know, there's the IRGC, the sort of regime hardliners, the military side. There's the political leadership, and within the political leadership, you have people who are more hardline and less hardline. We expect to have a full spectrum of representatives at the negotiation on Friday. Again, we've been talking to these people, sometimes indirectly, but sometimes directly, and that's what's fundamentally changed under the president's leadership. We are now speaking directly to the Iranian system. We have some good relationships there. So this is going to be a successful negotiation because, you know, we're not passing messages through various back channels anymore. We're actually talking to them. And when you talk to them, you figure out what's real, what's fake, what are they serious about, what are they not serious about. And the thing I'd add to that is we fundamentally have all the cards here. We don't have to give the Iranians anything if they don't make the commitments that we want long term on the nuclear program. And even if we just stopped here, what would be true? Their military is destroyed. The Straits of Hormuz are open. Their nuclear program has been destroyed. And we have incredible economic leverage over them that we didn't have a year and a half ago. So we've got a lot of leverage here, but we also have the president saying to them, we're extending an open hand. If you guys want to meet us, if you guys want to change your relationship with the United States, we will change our relationship with Iran. That's the offer, and we're going to have to see whether they meet us there.